In the name of God, Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh even from the Lord, who hath made heaven and earth. The first Sunday of Lent, from whence is our help to come? I found myself recalling the famous hymn of Luther, "A mighty fortress is our God." A mighty fortress is our God, the bulwark never failing, our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. We're not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Just ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth is named, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. What is that one little word? Jesus. It must be Jesus. You know, the first Sunday of Lent can catch us a bit off guard with this, and he must win the battle message. We enter Lent through Ash Wednesday, and the focus appears to be on us, our own overcoming, our own dealing with temptation. Suddenly, we are taken to the wilderness to watch Jesus. We see what we are up against, what the stakes are that we cannot meet. Could we last 40 minutes in the desert? What about 40 days and 40 nights? Luther's words ring true. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. We're not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same. And he must win the battle. Our bulletin cover is powerful. It lays out the battle. There's a starkness that is driving home the point. We notice that we are not in the picture. It's not ours to win. It is his. This is the battle of the cross or no cross. His cross. For us, our ancient foe can only be met by the word of this truth. Our good news, Paul says, is this. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim, because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with his heart and so is justified, and one confesses with his mouth and so is saved. The scripture says no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we confess that Jesus is Lord, if we confess that he must win the battle, if we confess that we do not in our own strength confide, we shall be saved. We need only the word. Jesus. Jesus is Lord. And while we may think that we are small potatoes for the devil, we are not small potatoes, because Jesus gave everything for us to win the battle. And the devil is raging, but as Luther says, we can endure. One little word shall fell him. There was a member of our Top of the Hill men's group who comes to mind on the first Sunday of Lent for me, a devout and wonderful man, George Infante. Many of you perhaps had the honor to know him, a man of deep faith. He had certainly seen in his lifetime the forces of evil, Albany County Sheriff for 9 years and head of several criminal divisions before that. He had seen the rawness of the human condition. With real frequency, he would put it as simply as possible. He would say, there's the big guy and the creep. The creep. In Jesus' words, the father of lies. He wants only to destroy with lie after lie after lie. Our patron Peter reminds us, be sober, be watchful. Our adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith. Faith. You know, from time to time, I'm asked if I believe in the devil. When I was a young Christian, well before my ordination, I would tend to reply that I believed in the existence of evil, whatever its origin, and personal responsibility for sin. These days, I can't go there as even close to sufficient. Jesus believed in the devil's existence. So did the apostles. There are countless texts. What we need to know is that things happen to people who play with the dark side. You bump into a Satanist or you spend any time around truly evil people and there's a presence there that's not of this earth. Jesus cast out demons for a reason. George Infante knew. I'm getting simpler in my old age. The big guy and the creep. We don't need to worry about this reality as Christians if we don't play with it. People get interested in these dark things, and the interest becomes a door. Our first responsibility is not to play. The darkness is there, we acknowledge it. But we don't stare. We are children of light. It's about where our eyes are looking. One little word will fell him. Jesus. Jesus is Lord. The three temptations of Jesus are all about the devil's attempt to derail Jesus' saving work for us, to reorient Jesus. The creep tries his best, but he fails and departs, Luke says, until an opportune time. Most biblical scholars think that time is in the Garden of Gethsemane, as Jesus must pray for strength to go forward to the cross for our salvation. It's well over our head, this cosmic struggle over our sin and death. For us, it's the Word. For us in Lent, it is to watch this battle and to know that we matter so much to the Father as to have it, that he gives his only begotten Son. We do our best to share this gospel story with others and to live out its pattern. We gather on Valentine's Day for this first Sunday of Lent. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's a word proclaimed in one sentence, the invincible word of truth for us. Psalm. Lent is about knowing from whence cometh our help. Lent is about knowing the one word, Jesus, the word of God made flesh, our flesh, the last Adam, the right man on our side, and that he must win the battle. Because Jesus, and only Jesus, is Lord.